Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and open His Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us in the Word of God today. We're turning our Bible again to Psalms 66. On yesterday, I began looking at the problem with our prayers not being answered. And may I repeat myself again from yesterday, if you are a person of prayer, then you know what it is to pray and watch God move and answer prayer. But also, if you're a person of prayer, then you know what it is to pray and God not move and not seem to answer your prayer. Now, there's no greater joy than seeing God answer prayer. But then, when we don't get our answer, what do we do? And I began looking yesterday. Sometimes God does not answer prayer because it's not His will. And it's just a no. No is an answer as well as yes is. Sometimes God's answer, if we could hear it, is not now. And remember that God's delays are not necessarily God's denials. But God's got a plan. God's got a purpose. And He's going to work it all out to His glory and our good if we but wait upon God. But then there are many times that we pray that God would love to answer our prayers, but because there is a problem, then God refuses to answer our prayer. And I pointed out on yesterday, the reason that God does not hear some of our prayers is oftentimes our prayers are heartless. Our heart is not in what we're praying. There is a great difference in saying a prayer and praying a prayer. You can say a prayer when your mind is off on something else. But if you pray, your heart and your mind is involved in your praying. So God does not answer many of our prayers because our heart is not really in what we're praying. But on the broadcast today, I want us to look at another thought. Oftentimes, God does not hear us when we pray because there is a hindrance. Our prayers are hindered by something that is in our life that should not be there, or something that is missing from our life that should be there. And I want to go to the Word of God today and give you several verses of Scripture. And again, as I've stated earlier, I could preach a message on about every one of these verses, but I don't want to take that much time on the broadcast right now. But I want you to notice some hindrances to our prayer. And I'm just going to use these verses of Scripture with very little comment and let them speak to our heart. And I ask you to do as I am doing. Examine your own life as we hear these Scriptures from the Word of God, and see if these verses may answer the reason that God does not answer our prayers. I want you to notice, first of all, the Bible said in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 2, verse number 8, He said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath, and without doubting. Now, here God lays out three different thoughts for us to judge ourselves in preparing ourselves to pray. We're to come before Him without defilement. We're to come before Him without discord. We're to come before Him without doubting. But now then, let's look again in Psalm 66, verse number 18. The Word of God said, If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Now, I want to take just a moment with that verse of scripture and point out, first of all, the person and then the problem. Notice what the Bible said. I am the only person that can hinder God from answering my prayers. I cannot blame it on my wife. I cannot blame it on my children, my fellow Christian, the world, the devil, the flesh, nobody else but me. You cannot keep God from answering my prayers. Neither can I keep God from answering your prayer. So the person, if there's a problem, the person is me. It's not you. It's me that hinders God from answering my own prayer. And then notice again the problem. What is my problem that keeps God from answering my prayer? He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart. You see, the word regard means to look upon with approval or permissiveness. The word iniquity is a broad word. It covers the spectrum of sin. So here's what that verse says. If I allow sin to remain in my life unjudged and unconfessed, then God will not hear me when I pray. If I allow anything that I know that's wrong to stay in my life, then my action by permitting that to be there causes God to ignore me when I pray. Notice again, the Bible said in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 23 and 24, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Now, the first hindrance to our prayer is me regarding iniquity in my life. The second hindrance to prayer is me having an unsettled dispute with my brother or my sister in the Lord. You see, God loves all saved people, and God does not like it when there's division among his people. And so God said, if you're not speaking to them, there's no need you speaking to me. I'm not going to listen. And if you've got something between you and a brother or a sister, then that's something that's between you and that other Christian is between you and God. And so God's not going to hear our prayer as long as we have that unsettled dispute with a brother. Then the Bible said in John chapter 15, verse number 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. God said you can get your prayers answered by you abiding in me. And then my words abide in you. And when that happens, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Then the Bible said again in James chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, he said, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain, you fight and war. Listen to this. He said, yet you have not, because you ask not. And then he said, you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. There are two statements there, one in verse number 2. He said, you have not because you ask not. May we never be guilty of not asking. And then he said, you ask, but you do not receive because you ask amiss. You're not talking to God. You're just saying words. But friend, when you pray to God. What a revolution it will produce in your prayer life. If every time you start to pray, take just a few seconds and remind yourself, I'm fixing to talk to God. Then the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 7, likewise, your husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. God said that if you do not have the proper relationship with your spouse, then your prayer will be hindered. Friend, if you're not speaking to your companion, there's no need in you speaking to God. And if you're not right with him in as much as is in your power, then you got a problem with God. And so God said that we are to have that unity between the husband and wife. And if not, it will hinder our prayers. Then the Bible said in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Not only just keep his commandments, but we go that extra mile and live the life, walk the walk, talk the talk that is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. And then the Bible said in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 58, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. And friend, I want to say to you, it will be amazing when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ to see how many things we prayed for that we never believed that God would give them to us. And the Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. God answers the prayer of faith. And then the Bible said in John chapter 9, verse number 31, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Here we find that God does not hear the prayer of a sinner when he's praying in general means. Now, what do I mean by that? God will hear the prayer of a sinner when he cries out for his salvation. But friend, listen, I would never tell a sinner not to pray, but I'm just simply saying God is not bound to answer the prayer of a sinner. And one of the ways that a child of God can know of assurance that they are saved is they can pray and God will answer them. So I have given you about 8 or 9 things here that the Bible teaches will hinder our prayers. Number one, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Number two, if I have an unsettled dispute with my brother, the Lord will not hear me. Number three, if I do not abide in him and have his words abide in me, the Lord will not hear me. Number four, if I ask amiss, the Lord will not hear my prayer. Number five, if I have a wrong relationship with my companion, the Lord will not hear my prayer. Number six, if we do not keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, he'll not hear my prayer. Number eight, if I do not believe, he will not hear my prayer. And number nine, if I'm not saved, then God does not hear and answer my prayers. Friend, have you had an answer to a prayer? Do you know God hears you? Some prayers are heartless, some are hindered, and that keeps God from answering them. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began broadcasting the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you until the next broadcast.